We have a title for the piece. The piece is actually finished and submitted, and the title is Unconquered. I thought of another alternate title, Invictus, which also means in Latin unconquered, which I almost used, but I liked the fact that unconquered is an English word. We all know what it means. I kind of even like the sound of it, unconquered. It sounds real strong and masculine. And there are four movements. The first summon has to do with the feeling of a call to arms, that this idea of summoning not just people to come together to, you know, fight, but this idea of summoning our spirits. I mean that to be something very optimistic and aspirational. And so I thought that if we started the whole piece with two trumpets doing a kind of a call, sounding like this. In a sense, you could use that at intermission on an orchestra concert to call the people back to their seats. And then the kind of ways that I like to develop music is I like to take what I have and make it different. It's a kind of a variation technique where I decorate that. So listen to how I decorate it. And then, of course, the easiest thing you could do is take the decoration and then put it together at the same time with the original statement of the idea. And this is how that counterpoint would sound. So with that little simple thing that I just showed you, you can get a sense that the music starts somewhat simply, and it's growing, it's developing, it's having a movement forward, which is one of the goals that I have in my music, is that music should always be moving, either moving up to a climax, settling back down, always going somewhere. It's never a stasis. So, I can move on now. The second movement, Dawn. Imagine a kind of a misty terrain. And this is in concertino strings with a flute. Obviously, that just sounds like a piano to you and me, but in muted strings playing very smoothly, it has a kind of a sheen like the mist of a dawn. And that there's a point I make in my program note that this is not depicting battles. This is not telling a story like Once Upon a Time. This is closer to what Beethoven had in mind with the Pastoral Symphony. He evoked the countryside. He wasn't saying, well, once upon a time there was Little Red Riding Hood in it. He was like, what are the feelings of newly arriving in the countryside, having lived in the city, you know, being in this hot Vienna or wherever he was. And in the same way, this is trying to evoke those moods of valor, of patriotism. That's a kind of a weird thing to talk about, a feeling of where would we be as a country if we never did get our independence way back when? What does liberty mean to us today? So the music evokes, it's not abstract, but it doesn't tell a story. So the third movement, I'll play a little bit, this is more difficult to play, Advance. It kind of serves as like a scherzo movement of a symphony. Suddenly we have a lot more energy. Just the beginning of the theme, which unfolds and builds and builds, and it's only 3 minutes long, but it packs even more excitement than the other two movements. And look, I can step ahead. The very last movement I conceived of kind of two parts. An introduction And what I had in my mind was kind of like these war-weary soldiers in the aftermath of a battle. Develops a little bit, and then we get this theme that to me is kind of like thinking about liberty in a very far off way. See if this mood comes through. This would be the full orchestra playing legato. Develops to the end when we get a big statement of that theme, and then the piece ends. I've come to Yaddo over the years as a guest, as a residence, and Yaddo is a very conducive place for work because you have complete privacy and you don't have any responsibility except for working on your music. And so, you know, it puts me in an environment where I can do my best work. And so, I mean, it's not like this piece is a thank you to Saratoga, but in a way it is. I'm filled with gratitude for how this place has supported me and inspired me. And with SPAC, it wasn't just concert orchestral music, but it was New York City Ballet coming up and bringing my ballets also during those years. And in the Albany region, just down the road, they have continued to commission me record my music. And so this place for me is kind of like the place that has supported me the most of any geographical area in, you know, my whole career. So there was that going on, I think, in the back of my mind as I was working on this.